Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. I'm about to bring you a reflection by the title of Listen, Son, which is connected to Saint Benedict, whose feast day falls on the 11th of July each year. Stay tuned.
Sometimes you hear theories suggesting that Shakespeare was really Chinese, or arguments about whether St. Patrick was Welsh or Scottish or even English. Usually the people who put these ideas about are clever but mad. Well, I would like to join them and suggest that St. Benedict was from my home city of Liverpool. Why? Because the first words in his famous rule for monks are Obsculta fili, if I'm not mistaken, and they are words you often hear said at home. Listen, son. But the proof that my theory is totally mad is in the fact that Benedict put these words at the beginning of a reasoned and reasonable way of encouraging monks to live harmoniously in community. But when people in Liverpool say, "Listen, son," the tone is usually quite menacing. They may even be drunk. But in any case, the one who says those words is about to put you in your place. Benedict's rule starts wisely. Unless we listen, we can never hear. If we do not hear, we shall not learn. Another word used in religious life is obedience, which comes from another Latin word for hearing or listening. So Benedict sets the tone for his rule with the idea that the monks should pay close attention and take seriously what the people who had authority over them said. This has become difficult and unfashionable in our day for at least two reasons. First of all, it is hard to listen. Listening properly means giving someone our full attention, and to do that, we need to be able to hear them. But if your town is anything like where I live, it is so noisy these days that it is hard to block out background noise, even when you're asleep. Young people seem to enjoy incredibly loud music in discotheques, and I've sometimes heard disc jockeys on radio programmes saying that if it's too loud, you're too old. The volume of music sometimes seems dangerously high, but that seems to be what they want, or what someone has convinced them they want. Other people are just so busy that they find it hard to listen in the sense of concentrating properly. So listening is not at all easy these days. Why bother listening? It's no fun. Secondly, there is what one friend of mine describes as a culture of contempt in the background of many people's minds. Some people rationalise it by giving it the fancy name of postmodernism, but very often it is something that simply insinuates its way into our minds without us noticing, so that it is easier to believe the newspapers when they say that Pope Pius XII was evil because he failed to help the Jews. It is simpler to ignore the many facts that would contradict the nonsense the press so often peddle on this subject. Quite a few people seem to be gloating over the current crisis of confidence in the Church because of mishandling of delicate situations in the past. They really seem to enjoy seeing bishops and priests humiliated. I'm not saying justice should be sidetracked, by the way. But what cannot escape our notice is the way institutions are no longer trusted or respected. And that's true of so many institutions, not just the Church. Nowadays, people in my own country are unlikely to listen to politicians or the police without making quite critical comments. So it's easy to understand why people wonder why they should bother listening to people or organisations they no longer trust. All I'm saying is that I understand why many people find it hard to listen properly. But it is a shame when that means people listen to nobody. How can they learn anything worth learning? By all means, be careful and choose carefully the people to whom you listen, but there must be someone to trust. If you think about Mass on a Sunday, ask yourself how much you take in when you listen to the readings from the Word of God. In the midst of busy lives, it's not easy to avoid distraction, is it? But ask yourself who told you the last good joke you heard, or gave you a great piece of advice, said an encouraging word, or made you believe someone loves you. Then you realize it is worth bothering. There are some people to whom we really should listen. Without them, life would be awful, wouldn't it? So stay tuned.
Our thanks there, as always, to Monsignor Peter Fleetwood for sharing with us this reflection. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.